Hello, listeners. You're very welcome once again to this, the iWin podcast. Don't forget to check us out on the web at www.iwin.ie. And there, in fact, on our website, you'll find information about the subject matter of today's podcast, which is the iWin Learn Together program, also known as the peer-to-peer program. I'm joined today by Mark Connolly, Managing Director of Postformed Systems, and Owen Ryan, Managing Director of the Galtee Group. And these two guys are currently participating in the iWin Learn Together peer-to-peer program, and I think are coming up towards the end of it. And they're going to give us an overview of their own experiences of the program and the benefits of participating in the program. So maybe just for the listeners, one of you might give a kind of an overview of the peer-to-peer program as you've experienced it, just to give them an idea of how it kind of works.
Thanks, William. Owen here. The Learn Together program, it's basically a peer-to-peer sharing program that's getting people in similar roles sharing their business methods, experiences, processes, stories to each other to gain further ideas and practical advice to take back to their own businesses. As the name suggests, its core idea is getting companies together to learn from each other and to learn from other businesses. The idea came about as a budget and a practical training tool. What is a better way to learn than of someone who's successful already doing the role? So the idea of the program is to get similar role people, be it owner managers, be it production managers, be it potentially marketing teams or maintenance people, coming together and around the table and giving that group a network to learn off and, you know, to possibly communicate with into the future, giving them some peers.
You know, to me, it speaks to the heart of what iWin is about, because we're fundamentally about networking and collaboration. I'm just wondering, maybe Mark, you know, how did you become involved in the peer-to-peer program yourself?
Morning, William. Morning, Owen. I became involved with the iWin organization through a meeting with the late William St. George Vernon, and he encouraged me to attend the first forum, which was on the 22nd of March in 2018. It was a very well attended event. It brought a lot of manufacturing companies from Ireland together. It was an opportunity to understand what the foundation of iWin was about. It was encouraging people to become involved and to get people on board to form peer-to-peer groups, which it has developed today. So my initial involvement was through Bill, and then the company, my company joined the iWin organization, and we kept abreast of trends, information, and peer-to-peer forums and groups that were going to be coming together thereafter. So we've enjoyed our membership of it. We see the benefits of it. And, you know, we wish to continue our association with it for the foreseeable future.
Okay, well, just on a, maybe Owen, on a nuts and bolts level, in terms of how the peer-to-peer program works, because we're trying to get this across to people that they have a kind of a broad understanding of what we're talking about. So, you know, we've said that it's between businesses, but like logistically, in terms of making appointments and meetups and visiting businesses, is it reasonably straightforward to set this all up? Or, you know, in terms of time and organization and commitment and, you know, those kind of factors?
Yeah, it's simple to its core. It's really about five or six companies, which is five or six people getting together to meet in one of the venues. And that's done on a round robin basis. So what we've done in the initial one is we've done a half day visit into each plant, essentially they've all been factories. So there's a presentation, there's a tour of the plant generally, and then there's time given to discussion over a light lunch. And the event normally takes 3 or 4 hours. And they're great because we've had all different types of topics, all different types of communications come out of it. But it's a very, very simple thing to run with no cost, essentially.
Just Owen, on the no cost issue, there is basically for members of IWIN, there is effectively no cost to this. It's kind of included, isn't that the way that we run it?
Exactly. So yeah, to be part of the program, you need to be an IWIN member, and the only cost really is putting forward a bit of tea and coffee, a few sandwiches and scones.
Yeah, exactly. Things that we can all handle. Just Mark, I'm wondering in terms of your participation in the program, have there been any challenges for you in organizing it, or fitting it in with your schedule, or anything that you can think of that might have been, you know, cropped up that you hadn't thought about?
I think like all of us, coming out of our comfort zone can be difficult at times. Organizing it. The good advance notements, good advance time schedules from the six competing companies or the six volunteering companies is important. It doesn't take a lot to organize it. Time is probably the main challenger. Some travel further than others, so we just allow a day really for a company should allow a day for the activity to take place for them as a host. As Owen referred there, the factory tour itself of the plant and seeing other people's layouts, plans, post discussion after the factory tour, 4 hours there, but give it a day and a bit of preparation in advance as well, just to set out your own stall previous. To show off your own works and to try and do the IWIN members proud. Give yourself a day to plan, allow a day for to visit a factory, and then I think probably the important part is to do the homework post the factory tour, that you can contribute in a meaningful way to what you have learnt and understood about the other factory tour and the day before, to keep the momentum in it.
So could you say, Mark, that in terms of organising it for you, when the businesses are visiting you, that's a bit of you have to put on a good show. But then once you've done your kind of bit, you can sit back a bit and enjoy the visits of the other companies. Could you kind of say it like that?
Yeah, I think the pressure of it is good, actually, because it does pull you out of your comfort zone. You know, you're trying to present your factory and your staff, your products, what you do and the services that you provide as best as you possibly can. There's an element of nervousness about it, perhaps, for some, where there is, you might have a rival company or a competing product that you're manufacturing, so that can create a bit of tension. But I think in the group that we were in participating in, we networked really well together. It was an open book as far as Post Farm were concerned. We didn't have anything to hide in regards to special plant and equipment. Our IT systems are probably different to other factories, but I think it's better that you're forthcoming, demonstrate your work as best you can, and it's really for your benefit at the end of the day, and I think everyone benefits from it in the organisation as well. I don't think there's anything spectacular to hide in the background. It's just learning the systems, but prep work is important. Today is important that you host as well as you can. And then the following day that, you know, you have a debriefing with your own team, you have met new people you haven't met before in the industry, and you try to build up relationships as a result of that as well. So sometimes you might focus too hard on the event as a host on the day, but I look at the preparation work, the day itself and post day equally as important.
Yeah, well, it kind of sounds like, I from my understanding, you're coming up towards the end of your participation on the program. So kind of as you get into the program, you kind of become more relaxed as you go along. Not necessarily when you're hosting, but just in terms of meeting people and collaborating, that you kind of, as you go along, you kind of, you know, relax a bit into it.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. To be fair to the Galti Group, Owen, I think, was one of the first. Owen volunteered and the Galti Group put on a really good show above in Ballylanders. It was a good demonstration. The factory is excellent. They have good systems. So it was very encouraging then. You could build confidence in what Owen had demonstrated on the day with the Galti Group, and it gave you a feeder and a guide for your own factory tour at the selected date thereafter. So I think come out of your comfort zone, get comfortable with it, and get involved.
Okay, well, listen, Owen, just in terms of, like, you did touch on this at the beginning, but what type of groups can be put together? I mean, do they have to be from the exact same sector of the industry, for example, or is the scope rather, you know, broader than that?
Oh, it's a very wide scope in that. It can be many different types of businesses across each other. Once there's similarities, let's say, in size, in structures, in destinations. So it might be, there needs to be a level of commonality. A 50-person business sitting in with a 2-person business probably doesn't make a lot of sense. But so similar sized companies are great. Maybe people focused on exporting, for example, might be a very good group and who would be beneficial together. People that have similar size factories and would have similar type people working within their businesses and structures. Location is also a very good one. That's how we worked. The one we did, a Munster one here, Mark, we had Kerry, Cork, Limerick, had we somewhere else as well, Mark, I'm trying to think. You know, we were all within a couple of hours of each other, so it was quite easy to get around and make the visits. You don't need to be doing similar type of work. This isn't about learning about how Mark makes post-form systems below in Cork. It's how does Mark's team manage their business? You know, ERP systems, it's the HR, it's insurance, it's how do they deal with contracts? That's the type of topics that come up in the peer-to-peer. It's not trying to find a secret within Mark's business that we can take home. It's shareable knowledge that we're willing to share. And they've been the types of main topics. Software was another one that we had large discussions on, and trying to bring a bit of commonality between businesses going to customers and passing information over and back. But myself and Mark have had that within our business, was standardizing drawings to get a good understanding of when they give us a drawing, what does it exactly mean? And you'd think that would be simple, but it's not, because they had their way of looking at it and we had our way of looking at it, and they had to be married up. So things like that are very beneficial to simply just doing business. But to answer your question, it's a wide range of items that can be done. We discussed design as part of the IWIN steering group recently, and how do we bring design more into the industry, and a potential peer to peer there in that space would very possibly work as well. So, it's got great potential and has great evolution as well.
It definitely, you know, from the sounds of it, that it has, when you say it has great potential, it has huge potential in that it's a basis on which you can build things up and go off in different directions, you know. And also, just in terms of the different groups that you put together, there is obviously a little bit of planning, a little bit of logistics, and a little bit of sort of matchmaking involved, but nothing is like, it's nothing complicated or beyond the realms of possibility. Just a little bit of planning and putting people together, and you know, off you go. Isn't that, that's,
it's as simple as that. Yeah, it's just, yeah, a little bit of coordination and everybody knowing who's going to be at the table, and if somebody's not comfortable, that's fair enough. There will be more than one group, and you can always step into another group. So
yeah, as Owen said, there's a range of topics that get covered with no, there can be a light agenda there, but yeah, everything is covered off, and confidence grows amongst the peer-to-peer companies as they meet each other and as they progress from factory to factory, and you find that the level of conversation is increasing all of the time and the questions begin to flow. So our group are, we're all familiar with each other at this stage, and you know, I have benefited from meeting Owen, meeting his staff. Their business model has helped us improve our model. I don't know, does the Versa apply? But it's not a test. It's about gaining confidence and understanding how people's other operations operate on a day-to-day basis. Commercials don't get mentioned. So Everything, all ranges of topics can be covered off, and inclusivity of all size companies are considered and should be encouraged to do so.
Well, just some of the things you're touching on there, there could be, for me, you know, looking at this, there could be like a level of apprehension. Now, you've said that we're not going to be, you know, putting your business under the microscope, and I'm not going to be saying to Owen, well, that's great that you make this product, and I'm going to take that home, and I'm going to copy that, I'm going to do, you know, whatever, that kind of way. That we're, as you said as well, Owen, that we're talking about, you know, design and how do you do drawings, and, you know, some of the systems that you might have in place in your business. But just to anyone who would be in any way, you know, apprehensive, what we need to remember, and maybe you can confirm this, is that you, Mark, and you, Owen, and the business owners, you're controlling the flow of information and what you're sharing with people. Would Absolutely. That be that's kind of the way it works?
Absolutely. On the first day, we actually sat down and we set out the ground rules, and we agreed well, the kind of things we would talk about, and agreed that much of that would not go out of the room. So, you know, if any numbers got discussed, if anything sensitive got discussed. So you can probably tell we're not going into very specific stuff that we spoke about. That's between that group. Now, the power of that is a trust that's built up within those people. That, like, I would safely say I've spoken to everybody on the phone that's in that group outside of the peer-to-peer meeting, you know, discussions following on from the meetings that we had, or other topics as well, you know. So you start to develop relationships and get to know each other, and people lean in for a bit of help here and there. And I've done the exact same, ringing other people looking for help and advice, and, you know, ERP systems and training and all these things, you know, come up and feed into the narrative of the group. So it's a really, really powerful way of learning, I think, because you get to see the results. It's a lot different from a classroom. You get to hear it and see it, and you get to see somebody who's successful doing that thing, and it's great. And a lot of the topics are the stuff that they're not our core competencies. When we're wood manufacturers, we're great on saws, we're great on machinery, and we're great on layouts and whatever else, and fitting. But we don't think about insurance too hard, or we don't think about I don't know, you know, MRP systems or ERP systems or purchasing. And they're the things that can, you know, make the real difference if you have a good business already.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily the core of your business, but it's all of the ancillary points that go around running your business. So, yeah. I mean, you, for example, Owen, and you, Mark, you both know your businesses intimately. You know what you're manufacturing, you know what you're doing, you know your staff. But as Owen is saying there, you know, in terms of insurance or different things that you might need to, that aren't the first things that come to your mind when you get out on the factory floor in the morning. These are the kind of little things that can make a big difference if you're able to get the best, you know, insurance deal, or you're able to find the best supplier. You know, these kind of little things that are around your business that are, yes, really helpful. And that's the element of information sharing that we're doing. You know, Mark isn't telling Owen exactly what he does, you know, how he makes such and such. And it's the ancillary parts that we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it could be grant funding or any of those things that, you know, it makes no difference to me. If I tell Mark there's a digitalization grant available from Enterprise Ireland or Leo's, you know, but can make a big difference to Mark to know that that's there, because just wasn't maybe in his sight at the time, you know. So those little snippets are very, very powerful. Or it might be a maintenance supplier, or it might be, like, there's been multiple emails sent out within the group just fishing for some information, like a maintenance supplier. I have a broken down machine. Has anybody got an idea of who I could contact? So
knowledge is power, as they say, and in the peer-to-peer day-to-day meetings, there's enormous knowledge in the room. As I say, a lot of trust has been established amongst our own group, and I have spoken to members of the group separately, again, where you're happy to share a problem or you might have an idea. It pulls you out of your comfort zone, it pulls you out of your day-to-day business, and you ask yourself the question, like, where is this company going? Are we doing it? Or can we do it better? What are we doing well? What are we doing wrong? So again, it's about confidence, trust, and using the knowledge of the Ivan members to benefit all to benefit all members alike.
So you mentioned there, William, earlier, the IWIN group and what it ultimately stands for. And, you know, it's networking, it's training, it's commercial activity. All of these things get intertwined within the peer-to-peer. So, I mean, it's the core of all the things we're trying to achieve. Ultimately, the purpose of the IWIN is to make it our industry a stronger industry that is fitter and has more ability to create more opportunity. And this peer-to-peer is a great training aid in that sense. And it's helping us all to be better businesses, ultimately.
And just lastly, Mark, I just want to, and thanks for that, Owen, it's just something Mark was saying before that in terms of stepping out of his comfort zone and building trust and all these things. It's kind of, the peer-to-peer is a program that is designed to have not necessarily fixed outcomes, if you will, that it's for you, Mark, it's almost organic in that you meet a group of people and you kind of have an outline of the direction that it's going to go. But then you end up building up these relationships and trust and being able to pick up the phone to somebody, or you end up able to drop an email. And this is the kind of, it's kind of each group is unique and each group is organic, if you will, in its formation throughout the process. And, you know, obviously on the first meeting, everybody might be sort of sitting there, you know, a little bit apprehensive. And as time goes on, you become more comfortable. And that's kind of that organic nature of it is what is also the huge benefit of it, surely.
That's right. Yeah. Well, the Irish are supposed to be famous for helping each other. And the result of the peer-to-peer demonstrates that. As I say, Galty were the first to initiate a meeting above in Ballylanders, and from there you understood the agenda of the day, the purpose of IWIN. It was knowledge gathering, it was networking, but confidence was building from day one. O'Donnell Furniture were another good example of another very good factory, well organized. Again, a lot of knowledge in the room down there. So building trust, networking, eking out an advantage for your company, and similarly giving back as well at the same time. It has rewarded our organization greatly. And you can casually pick up the phone, reach out to someone in the group with a question, and take on the challenges that you're perhaps afraid to confront and take on. As Owen said, we're all good at maybe post-forming a panel or unique at our own disciplines, but the greater challenge exists all the time with the economy today. It's changing so much. So I think there's, with the conclusion of our peer-to-peer group, there's probably a good scope to plan forward again to see what a 2024 peer group perhaps could look like and what advantages could be taken out of that as we face, you know, different economic challenges day to day, week to week, and month to month. So there's probably a step forward required with IWIN at the end of our groups after a gathering and a discussion to see how successful it has been, what the benefits were for the members, and how IWIN could take its members forward to deal with the challenges as we go forward as separate businesses.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the whole thing for us who, you know, who are overseeing the program, that it's a learning tool. And it's one of those things, the same with the businesses who are members of the IWIN network. It's that you are trying to constantly improve, you know?
Yeah, like it works two ways, actually. For IWIN, it's a beneficial in terms of giving feedback in terms of what are the services that IWIN can focus on going forward, you know. Getting some of those points coming out of it, like, for example, you know, the grant funding or whatever, so that, you know, the information that IWIN are giving out to its members are a little bit more focused on the things that are important. So, it works both ways. I think it's just worth noting as well that, and we spoke about it earlier, it's a good time for reflection in your business, right? Even that point Mark makes about, you know, having to clean up the factory and get ready for visitors coming. It's a bit like maybe the in-laws coming for dinner, you know, the house gets tidied and everything gets sorted. But it gives you a little bit of time for reflection going, well, why is that there? Why is that here? And as well, every day that you go to one of these, you're in the car most of the time for maybe an hour or more afterwards. And you have time to reflect on your business, which you don't normally get when you sit at your desk or you're out on the floor because you're too busy doing. Whereas this does give a good little time, little window. Maybe like for us, we did this with our as owner managers, but there was general managers involved with the owners maybe going to the business. So two people were going together and were able to discuss and, you know, create ideas or develop ideas from that little drive home even.
So guys, I'm absolutely delighted that I've had the opportunity to speak to both of you today, but maybe Owen, just for example, how do you feel that, you know, that you personally have benefited from the program?
Yeah, I was just trying to think of a little nugget that would give a good example. We were at one of the plants, I won't say who, but we picked up on a little thing that it was small, but it again, that reflection point afterwards, it was a simple little language that was created inside the business to mark product so that it made it easier for new recruits, for people who spoke a different language, for anyone who mightn't have understood the paperwork. They created a very simple little language of marking the product so that everybody knew what to do next. And it just got me thinking that, you know, businesses create their own language, and we can create our own languages within our business to make life easier. And I just, it made me think deeper about it and, you know, how we mark things, how we flow things within a business. And the simpler we can keep it, the better, and easier for training when you've new recruits or if you do have challenges of people who don't maybe have English working in your business. There is easier ways of doing it. And I just, that it was such a little point, but it was a powerful little one, I thought. So
thanks for that, Owen. So Mark, just from your point of view as well, how do you kind of feel that you've benefited from the program?
We've benefited enormously from it. I think the peer-to-peer is about people that run businesses. We all face similar challenges. We all face the same issues. And in an ever-changing world and economic challenges, it's probably now is the best time to collaborate, to talk, and to share your experiences with the IWIN members. As the peer-to-peer groups develop and the trust builds, the conversation flows much easier. And it's important to look outside of your business and use those use your journey to the IWIN event and use your journey post the event. Bring your work colleague with you, someone that's close into your, that's someone that's well integrated into your organization, and have a good debate with them following on for the IWIN event, and use it to your benefit, because you can't continue doing the same thing day in, day out. You need to step outside of the organization, have a plan going forward, and use IWIN to your benefit. The knowledge is there, it's in the room. I would encourage members to bring a work colleague with them, and to share the experience and to use that to benefit your own organization.
Okay, that's an interesting point there, Mark, just that in terms of, because it was something I was going to ask you in terms of who you can bring to the event. But, you know, if you're going, say, as a business owner or a business manager, you can bring one of your staff or one of your colleagues with you, which would also kind of maybe make you more comfortable because you're not the only one that they're looking at. You know, you're not as on the spot, but also you could have somebody with you who's been through the experience that you can go back to your own factory and then kind of bounce ideas off. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, you know, it's not looked at as a personal venture then from the business owner. You're using your staff members in there that are integrated into your business, and between both peoples, it'll command more respect when you bring the story back to your own factory and talk about what you saw the day before, why you went there initially to benefit your own organization. So I just think that... Owen gave a good example there of labeling or marked labels for his own different nationalities inside in their factory. One thing I picked up on, which is very gentle, but a nod to your staff. We all have multinational employees working in organizations. They come from different backgrounds and different ethics. Company logos on perhaps a polo shirt in a factory environment with the person's name and maybe the nationality of their country embroidered onto their jersey gives them a sense of pride inside in a multidisciplined factory environment. And I found that a benefit in our factory. I see people have them named in other factories, and we decided to take on the logo of their respective nationality. I found that empowered them a little bit and gave them a sense of pride, particularly around World Cup time, which helped raise morale and spirit in the factory. So the small things can make a big difference. That's just one small item that I picked up on one of the factory tours, and we were able to take advantage from it and add a little bit extra to it as well. It's a small item, but it can mean a lot to an individual in your factory.
Well, this is precisely it, both in terms of what you and Owen have both said. It's all of the little things, you know, when you put them all together, it adds up. You know, a little change each day, it adds up to a big change, doesn't it? It adds up to huge improvement. And that basically is what this whole peer-to-peer program is about. It's not that we're going to change the world tomorrow, but if we all learn a little bit from each other, we can all improve incrementally in our businesses. And that's how we progress. Isn't that kind of the idea?
Indeed, yeah. And it helps to spread the oil in your engine or the workforce on your floor, and they need to be empowered as well. So if you're bringing back a good story from a peer-to-peer day trip, you need to pass on the information, you need to share it. They are important. You have, as a manager, you have certain responsibilities, but encouraging the workforce on the floor and empowering them by means of Ivan and your experiences is a critical part, and we encourage that a lot in Post Farm Systems.
Well, gentlemen, Owen Ryan and Mark Connolly, thank you so much for your time today, and we will leave it there. Thank you very much.